Chapter 1. A Night at Home. Outside, the night was cold and wet. But in the small living room of Laburnum Villa, the blinds were drawn and the fire was burning brightly. Father and son were playing chess. The father liked to make the game as exciting as possible. He put his king into such sharp and unnecessary dangers that even white-haired Mrs. White, knitting quietly by the fire, shook her head in surprise at her husband's carelessness. "Listen to the wind," said Mr. White. He had seen a mistake he had made and was now trying to prevent his son from seeing it as well. "I'm listening," said his son, carefully looking over the board as he planned his next move. "I don't think that he'll come tonight," said his father, with his hand ready to play his next move. "Checkmate," said the son.
"That's the trouble with living so far out," Mr. White shouted with sudden and uncalled-for anger. "Of all the no-good, out-of-the-way places to live in, this is the worst. The path is like a swamp, and the road's a river. I don't know what people are thinking about. I suppose they think it doesn't matter. Only two of the houses on the road have people in them."
"Never mind, dear," said his wife gently. "Perhaps you'll win the next one." Mr. White looked up sharply, just in time to see a knowing look between mother and son. The words died away on his lips, and Mr. White hid a small smile behind his hand. "There he is," said Herbert White to his parents. They all heard the gate shutting loudly, and then the sound of someone walking toward the door. The old man rose quickly and went to open the door. He returned to the living room followed by a tall, muscular man with small bright eyes and a reddish face.
"Sergeant Major Morris," he said, introducing the visitor.